Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Rick Newman being back on the show. Rick's a great member of our Brain Trust and the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. And he's here to talk to us about a couple of three different topics. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Always happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Rick, one of the things you've been reporting on, you reported on lately was the jobs report. And, 165,000 jobs, if I'm not mistaken, is what the number was last time. That's not really enough jobs, is it?
It's not enough. You really want to hear that number being above 200,000.
Double, or almost. You really need to be double that. The replacement number is 150, just to people who are coming into the job force.
That's right. But what was important about this is that it was much better than expected. And economists keep saying that the sequester, these spending cuts in Washington, are going to hit the economy any day now, and they keep not hitting the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that means they're never going to show up. I think it's just going to take a little bit longer than anybody has suggested. But it's important, Jim, not only was that a little better than expected number in April, but the numbers for February and March actually got revised upward. And in March, the number for February got raised up to 332,000 new jobs created in February. I mean, if we had that kind of job growth every month, we'd be out of this so-called slow-rolling recovery, and we'd have quite a vibrant economy. But that was only 1 month, and I don't think we're going to see that going forward.
Well, I'm concerned about that myself. Let me ask you a question. What does it take to create one of those jobs? Is that just a full-time job? Are those only full-time jobs?
Those are full-time. I believe those are full-time jobs or full-time equivalent jobs.
What's that equivalent thing mean?
I think they're full-time jobs, Jim.
Yeah.
Because there's a separate measure in there for part-time work and for people who want a full-time job but can't get a part-time job.
Right,
these are new jobs on net. Yeah, these are new jobs on net, so this includes all the jobs that might have been axed in the same month. And, of course, you know this. What it takes to create a job is the businesses need to have more revenue. It's really kind of that simple. They need to have new business. You don't create new jobs by becoming more efficient. You actually create fewer jobs that way.
You've got to believe that there is a growth opportunity, the sustainable growth opportunity, that can justify you bringing on somebody, because not only are you bringing somebody on into your small business that's going to be a recurring expense, but this is a person that's going to become part of the family. And small business owners, the only thing they hate worse than hiring is firing.
Yeah, that's right. And one thing we've learned is nobody's really hiring these days because they think business is going to be better next month or the month after that. They're waiting.
Right.
And see, they're going to wait until they actually have no choice, and they must hire because they just can't get the work done. Because as you point out, everybody who went through the horrible firings and layoffs of the last few years does not want to go through that again.
Right.
Even if you're a big impersonal corporation, it's a hassle. It ruins morale, and you just don't want to go through it. So
this is the longest period that I remember where people, even people who were doing okay from a business standpoint, are not excited about the future. And I'll tell you something, there's another specter out there. There's a cloud looming, hanging over small business owners right now with regard to job creation, Rick, and that's Obamacare, the specter of Obamacare landing on them in about 8 months.
It is, Jim. I'm aware of that, and it's actually kind of landing now in some ways because there are a couple of taxes that have kicked in this year that are going to help fund it. I mean, I think I know that small businesses sort of dread Obamacare, and I think for some of us it's not going to be as terrible as it sounds. I mean, there definitely is going to be an impact, but we need to remember this is if you're a business below 50 employees. You are, you know, this really doesn't affect you. You're basically exempt.
Yeah.
there are some changes in the rules and things like that, which I think but it's the real crunch is going to come for businesses that are around 45 people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to do everything they can threshold.
And also 55 employees, because they're going to be getting rid of about six people.
That's right, and they're all going to become 29ers, which is that.
I'm going to make a prediction. I'm not even going to go out very far out on the limb to make this prediction, folks and Rick. Nothing good is going to come from the creation and execution of Obamacare. I think it's going to be a net negative for America. 20 till the hour. Right back with Rick Newman. We're going to talk about housing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.